The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Maya Tan, and here with us today is Mahmud Abdul Razak, Director of Strategic Communications and Public Relations at MRT Corp. Mahmud, tell us about the proposed Sungai Buloh Serdang Putrajaya line, or the MRT line 2.
Well, the SSP line is a 52.2-kilometre alignment with 36 stations and 11 underground stations, and there's about 2 million people in that corridor from Sungai Buloh to Kepong, Tun Razak, Exchange, Serdang, all the way to Putrajaya, and we expect about 500,000 passengers per day on this line.
Do we need this SSP line?
Yes, we do. I think generally people know that the current urban lines that are available in the city is not enough. You need to add more lines so they get better coverage, and that includes improving mobility. Now, for the current system, LRT, monorail, KTM commuter, ERL, you've got these lines interchanging at 6 points. Now, with the LRT extension project, that grew to 8, so they'll add 2 more. Now, with our first line, the SBK line, we'll grow that to 13, and then with the SSP line, we add another 7 interchange stations, so you've got 20. So what happens is the people who are moving on these lines have now a wider urban rail network. This will make it easier for people to move around these areas which is covered by the lines.
And do you have indication that the line will be widely used?
Well, currently, public transport usage is just about 20% morning peak modal share. You compare that with 62% in Singapore, 42% in London, obviously we're very low. But this is the result of that point I made just now. We have very low connectivity with our urban rail in Klang Valley. To get to the station, to go to your final station, and then from that final station to your final destination, you don't have that connectivity very well done in the country. So we aim to address this problem by increasing coverage and improving access to efficient urban rail services. We are also ensuring that first and last mile connectivity at the points where we interchange, and as well with feeder buses.
Well, you've been running a public inspection roadshow to inform people about the line. What sort of info have you collated?
It's gone very well. I think we now have more than 7,000 people who have given their feedback, and over 92% have expressed support for the SSP line. But we've had actually more than 35,000 people visit the booth. It continues until the 17th of August, so we're still inviting people to go to our booths or to online and give us their input. And we've received a variety of inputs, people who are saying that we should move the station further down or further earlier from the point that we propose. So there are many kinds of inputs that we received, and as I've told you, if some of the suggestions are workable, then we might put it in place.
Thank you very much for joining us. Mahmud Abdul Razak, Director of Strategic Communications and Public Relations at MRT Corp. For more information on the roadshow or to submit feedback, see www.mymrt.com.my.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.